My name is Chris Johnson, and I think a lot of shit is weird, and I think a lot of shit is stupid. And a lot of shit that's stupid to me is really popular today. For example, engagement photos. What the fuck is that? Like, and it's the same shit too, like, hey, hold hands by that fence. Hey, why don't you make a heart with your fingers? Hey, go behind her and kind of look like you're butt-fucking her, but have a weird look on your face and kind of look over her shoulder. Like, god damn it. Hey, lay down in the fucking straw and hold your hand out and look at the fucking ring. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. I just fucking created a whole fucking set for you. Another thing I don't get are these gender reveal parties if you're having a kid. You seen this shit? Like, some of it's, like, really fucking elaborate, too. Like, it started out where, like, somebody would find out the sex of the baby, like a sister or something. And if it was a girl, they'd bake a fucking cake and the frosting would be fucking, like, pink. And it would be, like, in a box and you'd cut it open and it'd be, like, pink. Like, oh, holy shit, you're having a girl. Or if it's boy, it's a blue. Or, you know, people do weird shit. It'll be, like, blue smoke or blue fucking streamers. Like, I just think it's dumb bullshit. I don't get it. I know I don't have kids. But I don't get this whole fucking notion of not figuring out the sex of the baby. I mean, I get wanting to be surprised so I can be like, if you're like one of those people like, dude, I want to be completely shocked when I fucking pop that kid out of my vagina, I just want to be like, ooh, holy shit, it's got a penis, it's a boy. Like, if you want that kind of surprise, fucking great. I get it, sort of. I get wanting to be surprised, but like, I don't get the in-between. Here's how it would be like, if I was going to have a kid, if I'm ever, you know, with somebody, which sounds ludicrous, and we decide to have kids, which sounds even fucking crazier. If I'm ever in that position, there's two choices. We either find out the sex of the baby, or we don't. That's it. We either get a fucking ultrasound, and you tell me if that baby has a penis, or we find out in the fucking ER as I'm fucking puking as my wife is giving birth. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen. This in-between shit is shit that I don't get. The fucking gender reveal, this fucking horse shit. We're not fucking doing any of that. I don't understand it. It's weird. I think it's weird, hokey bullshit. But like, I don't fault people for doing it because like sometimes I look at those people and I think, man, I wish I could be really into that simplistic shit that I find so goddamn stupid. Because you look at the photos and they're really fucking happy. I'm not half as happy about anything as they are about looking up at the pink smoke and finding out that they had a girl. Like, I just don't. I can't fucking get that excited about something like that. I mean, I wish I could. Congratulations, everybody. I'm glad you found something that makes you so goddamn happy. I can't get there. Here's my big bitch with all of it. These cunty assholes, these cunty men and women who get like really pissy with you if you ask them about the sex of the baby. So somebody's pregnant and a common question is like, oh, you know, congratulations, what are you having? And then there's two answers. Actually, there's three answers. Boy, girl, or it's going to be a surprise. That's it. Those are the only three acceptable answers. Don't get fucking smart with these people. Don't treat people like shit. I was fucking like reading online, like somebody I know is having a baby, and they're not finding out the sex. So they posted some weird fucking long-winded, pretentious douchebag pile of shit message about that. Like, you know, me and fucking Francois are not finding out the sex of the baby. Please respect it. I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is it? Fuck you, you hunk of shit. The worst part about Facebook and social media, like-minded assholes will all comment on that shit. And I'm reading some fucking post by some dumb fucking idiot. And she's like, oh, I completely support your decision. I hate when people ask me that. Usually when people ask me what I'm having, I say a baby. And I thought to myself, oh, a baby. So what you're saying is you're a huge fucking asshole. You're a huge dick. Somebody cares enough about your miserable fucking piece of shit life. Somebody takes enough of an interest in you to congratulate you about having a kid and then ask the sex of the kid. And you got to fucking respond to them when they say, hey, what are you having with a baby? Fuck you. You're being a huge fucking dick. I don't want to hear your fucking ass piss and moan about how anybody treats you in any situation if you fucking say to a fucking stranger or somebody you know, a baby, when they ask what you're fucking having. No shit, you're having a fucking baby. You're not having fucking penguins. What the fuck else are you gonna have other than a fucking baby? A fucking giraffe? So it's obvious that you're having a fucking baby, you idiot. Don't get fucking smart. Somebody gives a shit about you enough to fucking ask, don't say a fucking baby. To me, that's the equivalent of if you go out to dinner with somebody and you say, hey, what are you gonna order? And they say, food. You're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole. You know what they're asking, and instead of just giving a reason why you don't want to know the gender, you decide to be a dick. What a jerk. Who fucking says that? Like, and they're like so proud of that. Like, yeah, somebody asked me, I just say a baby. I fucking hate people so goddamn much. And this is why. Because somebody is being nice to you and you're just being a dick for no reason. I hate people who are dicks for no fucking reason. You might think that I'm a dick, but I like to think that, like, if I get really pissed about something to the point where I'm going to confront somebody about it, at least there's a fucking reason. I'm just not going to make fucking problems for no fucking reason. And you saying dumb fucking shit like that is making a problem for no reason. Oh, well. I got new episodes coming out Sunday and Wednesdays, so watch out for that shit. You can follow the podcast on Podbean. Download the app. Go to the website. Every single episode is there. Podbean has fucking all of it. You can follow on Apple Podcasts and Google Play as well. And you can send me a tweet. We can keep in touch at Johnson Hates You.